Hey, everybody, Rob here. Before we get into this week's Survivor exit interview, that's just 60 seconds away, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsors for this episode of the podcast. Those are friends over at True Car, because if you're looking to buy a car, you want to make sure you're getting real pricing on actual inventory. Unfortunately, a lot of times that's not the case. People can configure a car online only to later find out that car's not available. What? But with True Car, you get real pricing on actual inventory, not just pricing offered by True Car. Pricing offered from the actual dealer, not just any dealer, a True Car certified dealer, a carefully curated network of dealers committed to transparency and offering you a competitive market price. Because with True Car, you can easily find the car that you want, just like Lauren Rimmer is easily able to find advantages in the game of Survivor. Next, True Car will show you what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for. Now you know what a fair price is, so you can feel confident. Over 3 million cars have been sold to True Car users by the True Car Certified Dealer Network, and there's over 13,000 True Car Certified Dealers nationwide. You'll work directly with the True Car Certified Dealer contact, and best of all, True Car users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. So stop taking your money and just throwing it into the fire like your Dr. Mike. And when you're ready to buy, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here on the road in Austin, Texas, the morning after our crazy live know-it-alls from this week's episode. First off, crazy for two reasons. One, we had a fantastic episode of Survivor to talk through, and of course, we are going to speak to the victim of that episode, Lauren Rimmer, who was sadly taken out after Ben played his hidden immunity idol in the episode. So Lauren Rimmer is on deck, but what a night. We had a star-studded panel there with us. Survivor winners, Kim Spradlin and Mike Holloway, Brett LaBelle, Chris Hammonds were there, in addition to Survivor royalty, Colby Donaldson, Burton Roberts, Reynold Topher, Missy Payne. So supersized Survivor know-it-alls available for you on robhasawebsite.com, including the video up on our YouTube channel as well. Of course, here today, we are on the exit interview. And after I speak with Lauren, a fellow Survivor is going to be joining me on the This Week in Survivor History quiz. And that is going to be Aubrey Bracco, who is taking me on this week's Survivor History quiz with Dees Gulish, a.k.a. Jordan Kalish. So that is coming up in just a bit. Of course, if anybody is doing any of their holiday shopping this weekend, plenty of great deals available from our sponsors, and then also our Amazon links. You can go to robhasawebsite.com/gifts for that. I believe we have Lauren on the line. Let's go ahead and patch her in. Lauren, are you there?
Good morning. How are you, Rob?
Lauren, I'm doing okay, but I think I might be better if you were still out there, Lauren, that you were you were really fantastic this season.
Well, I would be doing a lot better too if I was out there. I kind of hate it, but yeah.
Yeah. No good. Well, Lauren, we'll get into everything, but before we start, I just want to know, how aware are you about all of the support that you had from the fans this season?
I think it's crazy. I mean, I love every second of it. Of course, I don't have Twitter. You know, I finally got an Instagram. And so I really, you know, I see about half of what goes on, but Dr. Mike and everybody, they always try to inform me. And I think it's just fantastic. I would have never expected this.
Okay. Well, speaking of Dr. Mike, could you talk us through what the plan was to give Mike a piece of your immunity idol?
Pretty much was to try to keep him as close as I could. You know, Mike felt like he was on the outs during so many votes. And, you know, he claimed, you know, he put trust in, you know, in people, and then they just betrayed him. So I was trying, I kind of, you know, heard my name, and, you know, Devin came to me and said that, you know, Ben was trying to blindside me. And so I was trying to make sure that Mike was with myself, Devin, and Ashley when it came down to voting. And I wanted him to feel like he was a big part of it.
So if you had both pieces of the idol, is there any circumstance where you would have used it to protect yourself at that tribal council we saw last night?
I would have definitely used it because nobody knew that Ben had an idol. I mean, you never go to tribal council feeling like 100%. And I definitely didn't. especially when Chrissy, you know, started questioning me. But for sure, I would have totally used it.
Lauren, did you consider reaching into the fire pit and getting that piece of the shell out to put your idol back together?
I would have if it had crossed my mind. I know that sounds crazy, but I was just in shock. I really was dumbfounded that he did that. Like, you know, I asked him, like, why did you do that, Mike? And he's like, I don't know. I always wanted to do it. I'm like, yeah, she could have given it back to me. You know, we could have, something else could have happened. And it literally never crossed my mind. And I didn't think about it until later. I'm like, all I had to do is just reach in there and pick it up. Like, are you serious?
So another big question we had for you from last night is that there was some talk about your other advantage, the extra vote. And you said, look, I would give it to you guys if I had it here. It's not on my person. I left it back at camp. Did you really leave it back at camp, or did you have it on you?
No, it was in my pocket. And once I kind of threw that out there, I kind of had to keep going with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew Chrissy wasn't on board with me 100%, which meant Ryan wasn't on board 100%. And I wasn't real sure about Dr. Mike. So once I let that out there, I've pretty much just rolled with it and trying to keep Chrissy from, you know, hounding me anymore. You know, I was trying to get her to kind of stop and go with the flow.
Lauren, when you built that alliance of four after you won the reward challenge in the first part of that 2-hour episode from last week, when you guys had that conversation, it seemed like one of the things that you had said in that conversation was, okay, let's tell each other, you know, all of the secrets that we have. And you had already shared with Ben the information about you having the vote advantage. And it seemed like that was sort of a key part of that alliance. Was that something that you had been thinking all along in the game about, always sharing that kind of information with your allies?
Well, not really, but I was trying to go a different route. I was trying to build trust, but at the same time, you know, keep them involved with the decisions. You know, you don't really want anybody to kind of feel left out. And I was trying a different route. I mean, I got called crazy, and I know it's crazy, but you know, you don't know unless you try something. And, you know, my mind, I was trying to make sure everybody was involved and to keep us as close as I could keep us.
So last week in that 2-hour episode as well, that you had the idea of, hey, let's vote out Ben. Ben is the biggest threat in the game. We need to take him out. You talked to Ashley. Ashley seemed on board. You talked to Devin. We didn't see that conversation, and Joe went home. Could you talk us through how that decision got made to not take a shot at Ben at the final eight?
Well, I really didn't have the numbers to actually do that. Devin was not on board. Everybody was kind of irritated with Joe, and nobody really liked Joe, and they wanted him gone a long time ago. And I liked him. I wanted to keep him. But again, Mike was kind of wishy-washy. Ashley was, you know, her and Devin had a closer rapport than I felt like all three of us did. And with Devin not being on board, everybody wanted to get rid of Joe. So the numbers, it was really just down to me and Joe. So I couldn't quite believe they're okay. You know, like if they say okay, I wasn't 100% sure on their okay.
Did you have any hesitation about the plan to make Ben the spy last week?
No, I didn't, because I wanted, you know, I was hoping that he would dig himself a hole. Mm-hmm. And he volunteered to be that. You know, if someone volunteers to do something, let them do it. And in my mind, you know, basically if he got caught, then that just put a bigger target on him.
Did you know that you were going to be so good at the challenges when you came into this season?
I could have done better on a lot of them. You know, the one with that, some people have said that I just dropped out. I really didn't. My shoulders, I have horrible problems with them. And I just couldn't last any longer. They were getting ready to fall. But as for the challenges, like, I love doing stuff like that. It reminds me of being like in middle school. You just get to run around as an adult and play. But at the same time, you know, I wish I could have won a few more, but
yeah,
I'm not that great at balancing sometimes. You know, there's a lot of weight to be balancing on a little stick.
Going back to last week, we saw after that first vote where JP got taken out that Chrissy was somebody who was trying to sort of reopen a dialogue with you, and you seemed frustrated with her, and like, now you want to talk to me. What was it like working with Chrissy in the game?
Chrissy really didn't, you know, talk gameplay to me at all, especially, you know, when the merge. And I knew that, like, I could tell that she was, you know, holding back a lot of stuff. And when she realized, you know, when her group got split up, you know, she was on the bottom and she was trying really hard. And she came to me and I'm like, why now? You know, we could have worked together weeks ago and accomplished a lot. And so it kind of gave me a bad taste, because at the same time, I knew she was still not trustworthy. That she was going from person to person to person just to see, you know, who she could get. And nobody was really falling for it.
In that crazy tribal council that we saw last night, could you just give us a little bit of the play-by-play in terms of who was saying what? I know that you were sort of a little bit like, okay, I'm just going to stay over here, you guys can talk. But do you know who was trying to push for what idea?
No, I really didn't. I didn't know until I saw it last night. And I mean, I knew, I kind of had a gut feeling that Chrissy and Ryan, but I didn't, when they started the commotion, I knew then that it was going to be me or Ben, one of the two of us, but I wasn't 100% sure, like, what the heck are they talking about? Because I didn't hear any of it. And, you know, when Devin got up, I was okay till Devin got up. When he got up, then I got really nervous, because that was my, you know, I knew that he was telling me somewhat the truth. You know, he's the one that come and told me that they were trying to blindside me.
Was Devin somebody that you had a close relationship with all the way from the beginning of the game on the Hustlers tribe, or did you become very close with him after the merge?
I felt like Devin and myself, you know, started from the beginning and had a good rapport the whole way, you know, because we got down to like nothing as the original Hustlers. And then when we got split up, you know, we kind of looked at each other and we all knew we were on the chopping block in a way, because they looked at us as a very weak team and not very smart, I guess. And so when Devin and I got back together, we still had that relationship. Now, I knew that in my mind that he has built other relationships. I just had to figure out, was ours still close enough to last? And, you know, but in the end, he really was.
Lauren, going back to last week's episode, a lot of us were confused why you guys decided to go after JP when you had the option to potentially blindside Ryan with an idol or go after Chrissy, who seems like more of a threat. Why was JP the person that you guys decided to put those votes on?
Really, we were looking, JP was like, we weren't expecting, to be honest, Chrissy to do well in certain challenges. You know, I didn't think that she was going to be a real big physical threat. And JP was a real big physical threat. You know, he was good at a lot of things and he was very quiet, but he had the bond with Ryan and Chrissy. And that kind of needed to be split up. And JP was, like I said, more of a threat than Chrissy was at the time. Chrissy, we weren't expecting to win immunity and thinking that she would be the next. And it just didn't, you know, opposite obviously should have happened.
And sort of like the opposite of Devin, it seems like that Ryan, who you started the game with, and it looked like that the Hustlers were on a pretty good terms. It seems like you had almost no relationship with him after the merge. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right. Ryan just struck me as very sneaky. He's, you know, he's very book smart, and so is Chrissy, and they stuck together like glue. And you know, it's almost like, you know, you go somewhere and you sit down and you see people whispering, and then they're looking at you. That's kind of what they did. So they always, you know, Ryan, I just didn't feel like we had it like we used to. And that was because of what he kind of showed, you know, showed everybody that him and Chrissy had.
And can you talk a little bit about Ashley? Because she was somebody that you hadn't played with at all before you got to the merge. And then it seemed like she became one of your closest allies once you guys got to the merge.
I like Ashley. I think, you know, she's a very kind-hearted person, which in a way is what kind of, I think, was maybe her fault. Like, she just didn't have like a mean bone. So she really didn't say much. And she kind of just went along with the flow. And she, we had, you know, a lot in common with, you know, swimming and anything on the water and stuff like that. So it was easy for me to sit down and talk to her and share like interests and stuff and build a relationship.
I want to go back to Ben, because that, do you feel like that he was justified in coming after you at that vote last night after he came up to you guys at the well when you guys were having that conversation about getting rid of him?
If Ben's going to gun after anybody, it would have been, I mean, it had to have been me. He, both of us knew, he had to have known that we could never sit side by side in the final three. Mm-hmm. So when it come down to me, Ashley, or Devin, you know, in his mind, he could beat Devin and Ashley, and the same in my mind. And so it was, one of us had to go.
And then Dr. Mike was somebody who it seemed like that you obviously felt comfortable enough to give him an idol, but it seemed like that also you guys had a bond from when you guys were together from the swap. What was it like working with Dr. Mike?
He's hilarious. I mean, I love him to death. He's, you know, granted, he made some crazy moves and some crazy mistakes, and so did I, but I mean, I still talk to him quite a bit, and I enjoyed working with him. I wish that things, you know, obviously would have been a little bit different and he and I could have got on the same page a little bit better. But, you know, other than that, he was great to play with.
Yeah. And Lauren, it was so fun to see you and your sister in the family visit last night. How excited has your sister been for all this?
She's been super, excited. She's actually, I promised her that I would get her to Fiji, and I got her there and she had a blast. I wish that we could have done a different challenge, where possibly we could have worked together, because, you know, it's just as much her dream as it is mine. And for her to be out there and actually participate would have been like the icing on the cake. But she got to experience it, and I'm glad. And she's not held any of it against me, so we're good.
All right. Well, Lauren, thank you so much for your time. I just wish we would have gotten to see you throw that softball from center field. You would have been so much better than Patrick, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, and look, and as for Patrick, I mean, I've talked to him, and I told him, it's like, look, don't take anything I say to heart. For real, because I work with like a lot of redheads. Like, my mom's best friend is redhead. It's a running joke, you know, like when we leave, like I get the warning that sometimes you might get the finger, you might not, and they're like, well, you never can trust a redhead. So, and I thought about taking a picture of like all my friends, and there's only like one blonde headed person, and then they're all redheads.
Okay.
So, I like Patrick. I think he was funny. He just was too funny. He had too
funny.
Much
norm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lauren, thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you at the finale, and all the best. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Lauren. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. Lauren Rimmer here on the Survivor exit interview. So that was very fun to get her take on everything going on there. And forgot about the Lauren has a thing against redheads storyline. Glad that she was able to clear that up here on the exit interview. So good stuff from Lauren Rimmer. So now what's coming up is I'm going to throw it to a piece that we recorded earlier this week. I recorded the This Week in Survivor History quiz on right before I left to go to Austin. And that was with, of course, Jordan Kalish, and very special guest, 2-time Survivor player and great friend of the podcast. We got stuck with Aubrey Bracco on the This Week in Survivor History quiz. So here is Aubrey taking on yours truly in the This Week in Survivor History quiz. All right, everybody, here we go. We've got This Week in Survivor History, the quiz coming up. And boy, do we have a treat for you. First, let's bring in the host of the This Week in Survivor History quiz, Jordan Kalish. Jordan, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Coming high off a basketball coaching victory where the school that I coach at won our first game of the season. We're 1-0. You won your match.
Boy, you're
last
a real
week,
Aaron
so.
Boone.
Yeah, I hope Aaron Boone is a lot better than me.
Yeah. And while we are very lucky to have a guest here today who hates Aaron Boone's guts, we are very lucky to have a actual honest-to-goodness survivor here with us, two-time player and great friend of the podcast. Please welcome Aubrey Bracco. Aubrey, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for joining us on the This Week in Survivor History quiz with Jordan Kalish.
Of course, I'm shaking, a little nervous because I don't know how deep my survivor knowledge goes here. It's been a while.
See, I thought you were nervous to be on the line with the one and only Dees Gulish.
Oh, that's obviously the reason why.
I don't know why that would make anyone nervous, Rob. I tend to put people at ease.
No, he's a mythological legend. I mean, I don't know if I can live up to this on a Monday night. I mean, woof.
Okay.
Yeah. Technically, it's a Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. I love to hear the origin story on these things. So how did you get approached to be on the This Week in Survivor History quiz?
What do you call him? Delish?
Dees Gulish. Yeah.
So Delish. I'm going to call you Delish from now on. Delish.
I feel like this is going to stick.
Delish slid into my DMs and now we're doing it.
Whoa. Okay. All right. Wow. So Aubrey was following you on Twitter. This is like a huge step.
It was actually the Facebook Messenger. And I go by Delish now, not by
Delish. Okay.
But you know that I call him Edward Snowden. I think he looked just like him.
Hey, that's pretty good.
I've done that before. Yes.
Hey, better than
it.
Julian Assange,
Aubrey,
right?
That's the first thing you ever said to me in person, Aubrey. You came up to me and said I looked like Edward Snowden, but you're not the first person to say that.
Oh, man, I thought I was the first, but what can I say?
Multiple people have told you you look like Edward Snowden?
Oh, I've gotten that a lot. And it's true. Like I see the resemblance.
You look just like him. What's the movie Citizen 5, Citizen Kane? What is it? Citizen Kalish, whatever the movie.
Citizen Kalish is that's not the Edward Snowden movie, right?
Wait, what Edward Snowden one? Like the documentary that's legit and not terrible.
Well, it's with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, right?
Citizen Four, no. I think, is the movie. Four. That was the first question.
I don't know. You can ask Anna Kate about that.
Okay, all right. She'll be the guest on next week's quiz.
Yeah, she accused me of actually being Edward Snowden.
Let's reel it back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get to the Delish.
Okay, let's get to it. Aubrey, how's everything going for you? Good? You're enjoying the Survivor season?
Yeah, I really, really like this season. I think it's super interesting characters. I'm really enjoying kind of everyone in their own right, like seeing kind of these different layers of people kind of unfold as they go. Like I've enjoyed watching Devin, like he has a lot to him. Ryan's little kind of like fall from grace. Like it really is doing a good job this season of showing how you can have everything. And then it just like slips through your fingers, like water. And also I'm in love with the whale footage. And most importantly, I think the score is on point this year.
All right. Rave reviews from Aubrey Bracco.
I love it. Survivor is on the air and thriving. So if you got something to complain about, take it elsewhere.
All right. Okay, good. We like that energy here on the This Week in Survivor History quiz.
Let's do it.
Before we get to the quiz, let me just take a moment and thank our sponsor for this Week in Survivor History quiz. And those are our friends over at CanvasPeople.com. Aubrey, do you know about Canvas People?
No, but I want to know more. Oh,
you're in for a treat, Aubrey Bracco, because what if I told you could get a gorgeous 11 by 14 canvas photo, a canvas work of art to hang up? I know that you moved in 2017. I don't know if you're looking for decoration in your new abode, but at canvaspeople.com, you can get an 11 by 14 canvas photo for $0 pricing. Just use the promo code RHAP. It's a $69.99 value. You get it for $0 pricing. You just pay the shipping. That's the deal.
I'm down. I want a blown up canvas of John Cochran winning the Stacking Blocks Challenge with one of me beating him next to it. I'm so down for this.
What picture from Survivor Co Wrong would you want to have turned into a canvas work of art?
100% the merge one where I'm screaming my head off with Julia and Scott.
There
when they come up in the boat and I look like I'm having a seizure.
Just go to campuspeople.com, upload the photo of your choice. They turn it into a beautiful canvas to hang up in your home. It's a great gift for this time of year. Secret Santa, office gift, whatever. Campuspeople.com is perfect for any occasion. You'll love their gorgeous canvases. That's why they want to let you try the first one for free. You just pay the shipping. It's less than $20 total. Get this offer. Go to campuspeople.com, upload your photo, select the 11 by 14 size, enter promo code RHAP in the promo code box, and get that special $0 pricing. That's at canvaspeople.com. Delish, take it away.
All right, so the second to last This Week in Survivor history quiz of the season. Just to let Aubrey in on the rules,
Buckle up, Aubrey.
Yeah, some people, mainly Rob, think the rules are somewhat complicated, but I don't think you're going to find them complicated. We have four multiple choice questions.
I'm not that good at puzzles, even though I get that stereotype because I wear glasses. So let's see if I follow.
Yeah, well, these aren't puzzles per se. They're multiple choice questions, and I have four of them. I am going. Each one is under a category. I've sent you the four categories. We have is turnabout, fair trade, kind of a sports question, two boots, and let's go to rocks. Now, it's very important for these multiple choice questions. If you answer it correctly before hearing the options, you get 2 points. If you answer it correctly after hearing the multiple choice options, you can get one. So you could always choose to forgo the multiple choices. And then we have a death match at the end where it's kind of like a tiebreaker. You can earn up to 3 points on that question. So
you got all that?
You are the guest. Yeah.
Going to fire. Okay, got you.
Yes, going to fire. We're going to rock. So we have the four categories that I just read. Aubrey, which category would you like to choose for your first question?
I'll take two boots for 1600, Delish.
All right, two boots for 1600. Which, this is from Survivor Millennials versus Gen X. The episode was called Slay the Surviving Dragon. Only 1 year ago today, December 7th, 2016, which two survivors were voted out of the Millennials versus Gen X double boot episode a week before the finale?
Oh my gosh, this is really embarrassing.
You can always hear the options if you want for 1 point, or you can answer it before you hear the options and get two.
I think I know. I'll hear the options, please. I'm going to play it safe.
Was it A, Jessica Lewis and Zeke, B, Zeke and Will Wall, C, Will Wall and Sunday, or D, Sunday and Jay?
Will Wall and Sunday.
Will Wall and Sunday is correct. You heard your options. So, Aubrey, you get 1 point. I don't know if you know about this, but I often make mathematical errors on these podcasts. So I have a very great method where I write down the points now on a piece of paper. So you have one. I'm not going to mess up and say you got two. Rob, it is your turn to choose a category for your question.
Okay. I'll say let's go with kind of a sports question.
Kind of a sports question. So we're going to go a little bit farther back than we did for Aubrey. We're going to Survivor Africa 16 years ago yesterday, December 6, 2001, Smoking at the Snake. Kind of a sports question. Lex's witch hunt to figure out who cast the second vote against him at the previous tribal council erroneously led to Kelly Goldsmith. What sports-related term did Kelly refer to herself as to Frank and T-Bird, which made Lex think she cast the vote?
Yeah, I'm going to have to hear the choices on this one, Delish.
A little bit harder than the first
question.
Yeah,
a little bit harder than Will and Sunday getting voted out 1 year ago.
So was it A, a wild card, B, a free agent, C, a switch hitter, or D, Rob's favorite baseball player, Aaron Judge?
Can you repeat the question? This is Kelly Goldsmith referred to herself as this?
To Frank and T-Bird, and they gave the information to Lex, okay, which made him think she cast the rogue vote.
I'll say that she declared herself as a free agent.
A free agent. Rob, you are correct. We are tied at one.
Woo!
So maybe a little bit of a harder question, but the same result. So we have 1-1 here. Aubrey, it is your turn to choose the next question.
I will take Let's Go to Rocks for 200, Alex.
Okay, Let's Go to Rocks. We're going to Survivor Blood versus Water, Russell Feathers. This is 4 years ago, this past Monday, December 4th, 2013.
Russell Feathers? Who's that?
Russell Feathers. I think he played on Survivor Samoa. Sierra Easton continued her big moves, and that's big moves with the Z streak, by flipping on Tyson, Jervis, and Monica, causing the vote to go to rocks. Katie was sent home after picking a rock of what color?
The rock was black.
The Rock was black. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Unfortunately, the Black Rocks actually would have made her safe. It was the White Rock that sent Katie home.
No!
You don't receive any points on that question. You still have one. The choices would have been white, black, purple, or yellow. Purple and yellow, of course, go all the way back to Survivor Marquesas, when purple was the rock that sent Pascal home and yellow was the safe rock. So you have 1 point. Rob, you are still tied with Rob. Rob, there is one question left, which is Turnabout fair trade? And we're actually going back to Africa for this one. So you got the two really old questions.
Perfect.
Here. So who jokingly suggested that Ethan should trade Lex to the African villagers before leaving for their reward?
Can you repeat the question one more time?
Who jokingly suggested that Ethan should trade Lex to the African villagers before leaving for their reward?
Well, I feel like you're just going to give me the names of all the people that were in the game at that time. So I feel like that sounds like a Big Tom joke. So I will risk worst case scenario going into the deathmatch tied.
Does sound like it could be a Big Tom joke. Unfortunately, it is not. It's a Frank Garrison joke.
One of the that jokester.
Frank Garrison jokes of Survivor Africa.
Classic Frank Garrison.
You do. So you also get 0 points on that question. And we are tied at one, which is great, because we are going to go to the deathmatch, to the final question. And here's how this one is going to work. Both of you could earn points on this question. You will choose a number between 1 and 4. Each number corresponds to 2 tribal councils that occurred this week in Survivor history. I will tell you how many contestants voted at both tribal councils and who was voted out. I will also tell you 2 people who received votes, 1 from each tribal council. It's your job to answer who received more votes between these 2 people. You'll alternate answering the questions, and as long as you answer correctly, you'll be able to keep guessing.
Aubrey, did you follow any of that?
No.
Okay, so I'll
let's just see how it goes. Okay.
You don't get to answer any more questions.
Yeah, let me watch how Aubrey does this one, and then I'll figure it out.
But I was really mad at SATs, so yeah, multiple choices.
I think you'll get it once I ask you the question here. The wording on some of these questions has been a topic of debate for years on This Week in Survivor History. So, Aubrey, you have to choose a number between 1 and 4.
2.
All right, so we're going to go to 2.
That's my lucky number. I come in second place. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So for question number 2.
Some of these rules are like a prescription drug commercial of this disclaimer, this disclaimer. Read the fine print, Aubrey.
As long as it doesn't cause death, it's fine.
Imagine if you had to do the prescription drug commercials before the podcast instead of like that. Canvas people. That would be a lot harder.
Sure.
All right. So Aubrey chose number 2. So number 2 is going to give you 2 tribal councils. It's going to give you the Cambodia Final 7, where Abby was voted out, and the San Juan del Sur Final 7, where Alec was voted out. So at these 2 tribal councils, Keith Nail received votes at both of them. So did Keith Nail receive more votes at the San Juan del Sur Final 7 or the Cambodia Final 7?
I'm going to say, oh my gosh, Cambodia.
The Cambodia Final 7. Aubrey, unfortunately, that is incorrect. He actually received 3 votes at the San Juan del Sur Final 7. This is the vote actually where Natalie Anderson, who'd go on to win the season, said that she was going to vote for Keith, and she kind of made it seem like she accidentally voted for the wrong person when she went back to camp. Obviously, that was not
the case. That was a great move. I thought that was her marquee move. I thought it was genius.
I agree. That was probably her winning move in San Juan del Sur. So unfortunately, though, this was not your winning move in the This Week in Survivor History quiz. If Rob gets the next question right, he wins the quiz by a score of 2-1. So, Rob, you have to choose a number from 1 to 4. You cannot choose number 2.
Okay, I will go with number 1.
All right, number 1. We have the China Final 6, where Eric Huffman was voted out, and the Thailand Final 6, where Jake was voted out. Who received more votes at these tribal councils? Was it Todd in China? Or was it Jan in Thailand?
I'll say that it was Todd.
It was Todd in China. And let's see if you are correct. So Jan at the Thailand Final 7. This is when we got down to the majority alliance of 5. And Jan did receive 1 vote by Jake, who was going out of the door. Todd received 2 votes. He got PG's vote and he got Eric's vote. So, Rob, you are the winner of the quiz by a score of 2-1. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You did a great job. You were nervous before coming on. I think you wouldn't be able to get into the This Week in Survivor History weeds, but I think you did a fantastic job.
Boy, by the skin of my teeth, Aubrey. And look, best of all, we don't have to do any more of those questions about votes from all these different tribal councils.
Oh, it's good. I'm a gracious loser, so I'll continue being that.
What was more disappointing? Not winning the This Week in Survivor History quiz or not winning Survivor Co Wrong?
Oh, definitely This Week in Survivor History. No, seriously. I mean, it was. So it was more of a relief with the Co Wrong one.
Hey, look, the good news is that you got to find out a lot quicker here.
Yeah, exactly. It's all good. So
yeah, I was considering like telling you a year and a half afterwards, just like emailing the results at some point.
Okay.
You know what? I probably would have killed you if you did that.
I value my life too much for that.
Aubrey, can you tell everybody what you're working on these days?
Sure. I'm working at Cousins Maine Lobster. You may have seen them on Shark Tank. We have food trucks around the country, and I am the director of social media and digital marketing. So I run their Twitter page. You should follow us at Cousins Maine Lob, Instagram at Cousins Maine Lobster, and we're on Facebook. So I take food photos. I manage social. I kind of do everything. It's really fun living in LA, doing the LA thing and getting back to normal life, which is really crazy to think that it had been 3 years of my life that was all Survivor. So now I'm like getting to watch it again as a fan, and I love it. It's wonderful.
Okay.
That's awesome. I'm a big lobster guy, so I'm definitely going to check that out if I ever go to LA.
Hey.
Oh, lobster tots. You have to try the lobster tots. We have tater tots with lobster and pico. It's really good.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, you got Delish on board, so that's look, you're converting fans one at a time, Aubrey.
Yeah, take them over. Really, actually, though, follow me on Instagram at Cousins Maine Lobster.
I just followed on Twitter, and now I can slide into Cousins Maine Lobster DM.
Yeah, you never know when you'll catch something tasty from tweeting or Instagramming. So, yeah, cast that net.
Aubrey, thank you so much for coming on and playing the game with us. I really appreciate it. I know you're super busy. You're still at work. So thank you again. Always appreciate it.
No, you guys are the best. I love you guys. And be nice. Support Rob. Love the community.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
All right. I hope to see you soon, Aubrey. Take care.
Sounds good. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody. There you have it. Aubrey Bracco on the This Week in Survivor History quiz. I forgot to mention at the top of the show that we've got a busy week of podcasts ahead for us that I'm going to be joined by T-Bird over the weekend. I'm going to actually talk to her on Friday, so expect that a little bit later than we normally do, that we usually get the recap podcast up for you guys by Friday morning. I'm actually going to talk to T-Bird on Friday, so I will have to have that up for you guys by Friday night, so be on the lookout for that. We're also going to have News AF coming to you guys on Friday as well this week, and then the First Lady of Podcasting, Nicole Sesternino, will join us on the voicemails. It has been a minute since Nicole has been on the voicemails with us, so I'm excited about that. I think she was on very early on in Game Changers. Like to get her on once a season if we can, so we'll talk with her as well. Plus, we'll get into everything from the Wiggle Room coming up on its regularly scheduled time, where we'll get that out by Monday night to you guys. So what a fun couple of weeks of Survivor it's been. Hope you guys have enjoyed all of the podcasts. Of course, that link again, robiswebsite.com/gifts for all of our sponsor offers and Amazon links if you are so inclined to be doing any of your holiday shopping. Looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say in the comments and on social media. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We kept in the douchey guy, 'cause his social game, it stinks, no lies. Well, we can't keep track of all the things that he's done, but when